Hip-Hop 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Rich Shamness with Synergy Services. This week is National Safe Place Week. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, I am doing good. I'm glad to talk about this. I'm going to learn something today. I always seen the safe place signs at certain Quick Trips or certain areas, and now I get to learn about what this means. So for those who don't know about the safe place and what that details, tell us about it.
Yeah, no problem. So Safe Place is a national organization for young people in need of immediate help and safety. In Kansas City, we provide services for youth between the ages of 12 and 21. We partner with local businesses like Quick Trips and designate them as safe places, indicated by that large yellow sign that says Safe Place on it. If a youth sees that Safe Place sign is in need of help, they know it's a safe place and they can go and ask for help.
What would be some of the situations people might use this Safe Place for?
Man, that's a great question. So we get a variety of situations for youth in need that could be fleeing violence, could be homelessness, youth could be lost or stuck. It could be a date gone wrong. They could be kicked out of their home. It could be any reason that a youth might just not feel safe in the situation that they're in.
Yeah, tell us about some of the places that you'll be able to see a safe place sign at here in the Kansas City metro area.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've got 189 local safe places in the Kansas City metro area spread out across, gosh, I'll tell you, over five counties. The largest sponsor for Safe Place is Quick Trip. So every Quick Trip in the Kansas City metro area is going to be a safe place. I would want people to know that hands down. Kansas City Public Libraries, Mid-Continent Public Libraries, most of our fire departments in the area, as well as a lot of our YMCAs are also safe places. We also have Gail's Public House is one of our safe places as well. And we're just really proud to have them as a sponsor.
What happens after that? Once they actually reach a safe place or they need that help, what happens after that, Rich?
Perfect question. So when a youth comes in and asks for help, Synergy Services is going to receive the call. When we receive the call, we'll send out a safe place responder who will go and speak with the youth, find out what their situation is. All of our responders are trauma informed, and so we treat everyone. We meet them exactly where they're at. We try to figure out what is going to be the best solution for their scenario. That could be shelter for the night. It could be connecting them with other emergency services. It could be connecting them with safe family members or friends where they can go and be safe. But the youth safety is foremost in our mind when responding to somebody. It could even just be giving them a safe ride to where they need to be.
Appreciate you, Rich, giving us this information. If they want to learn more about a safe place and how to get more, get involved, actually, what can they do?
They can Google Safe Place as an organization, and they're going to find it at safeplace.org. And then if a youth is in need of help, this is the most important thing. If a youth is in need of help and needs to find out where their closest safe place is, they can text the word safe to 4HELP, which is 44357, with their address, including their street, state, and zip code, and it will give them the closest safe place location to them. Again, that's texting the word SAFE to 4HELP, 44357, with their current address, including the city, state, and zip code, and it will give them the closest safe place that they can go to.
All right, Richard Shamness with the Synergy Services. Thank you for your time. I appreciate what you're doing for those who are in need. Thank you. I appreciate your info.
Thank you for your time, man. Have a good day.